I'm here with Sally D'Alessandro.
D'Alessandro.
Sally D'Alessandro and Luke Rumsey. They are both Assistant Dean of Students at UAlbany, and they are co-coordinators of the Purple Pantry.
So the Purple Pantry is a newly established food pantry on the University of Albany's main campus. And it's open to all university students, faculty, and staff, in addition to their families. And so anybody can come through and utilize the pantry. Ultimately, we would award that individual 4 days worth of food each time they came and visited the pantry. And again, it's not just for those individuals who are associated with the institution, but their families as well. So if a student or a faculty member had children, or if they had a spouse, they would be able to get food for their entire household.
And this was the result of a mandate by Governor Cuomo, correct?
Yes and no. And so the governor had put out a recent mandate for all SUNY schools to either have a food pantry on their campus or have a partnership in the community, which provided a stigma-free food option for students. And so the University of Albany was already meeting that criteria when the mandate came down. We had established a partnership with the St. Vincent's Food Pantry in the city of Albany about 4 years prior to that mandate coming out of the governor's office. So we were there. That being said, we wanted to go a step further. We wanted to make sure that our students and our faculty and our staff had access to food, not just in the community, but also on our campus. It's a little bit more convenient for them, being that they're either coming to school there and taking classes during the day, or they're working there throughout the course of the day, just to be able to go into the campus center, visit the Purple Pantry, and get food right there, and then take it home with them, as opposed to leaving campus during the middle of the day and heading down to St. Vincent's and getting food at that pantry and then coming back. So,
right. The St. Vincent's option was fantastic. But their hours were fairly limited and confined to like noon to 2:30, 12:30 to 2:30, 3 days a week, and that's prime class time for students. So Luke had established a delivery service where students were able to order online, and then he would go down with volunteers and pick the orders and then bring them back up to campus for students to pick up. So with our Purple Pantry being right on campus and open 20 hours a week, all different hours to go along with our class schedules, it's really, really convenient for students to access the foods that they might need.
Mm-hmm. And how many, you had a soft opening on May 29th during the summer just to see how it was going, and it was a big hit, right?
It was a huge hit. Go ahead, Luke, give those numbers.
Yeah, so on May 29th, we opened the pantry, and it was a reduced hours over the summer. We were only open 9 hours a week. And from May 29th until our grand opening, September 4th, we had 464 students utilize the pantry. And that equated to just over 4,000 meals that were served. And obviously, given the fact that our student population over the summer is greatly reduced, that was a huge number for us.
Yeah.
Now, since our grand opening to date, we're averaging between 50 and 60 students a day. And I should say 50 to 60 individuals, because it's not just students that are utilizing the pantry, it's also our faculty and our staff. And so, but yeah, it's some big numbers.
So you're trying to get a partnership with the food bank, but that is still in the works, right?
Yeah, actually, we submitted our application and just spoke to Kelly Jones today over the phone to just answer a few questions, and we're good to go. She's just got to process the application, and then probably by October 1st, we'll be ordering from the Regional Food Bank, which is a huge help because it's at greatly reduced prices. So far, we've been going to discount supermarkets and getting stuff, and that's been great, but we're just going to get a lot more bang for our buck.
Mm-hmm. And causing a headache for the manager at Aldi, right, from what I heard?
Yep.
Yeah, we've been able to mitigate that. Now we actually call ahead, and so that way we're not taking food off from the shelves and leaving them with empty shelves for their customers. And so, but yes, right. They've been a big help in making sure that we're able to get the food that we need when we need it.
Yeah. So an important thing for you is helping students avoid any stigma so that they can feel free to access the pantry. How do you go about that?
Well, I think the first thing that we did was create a really welcoming space. It's painted nicely by Luke and me.
It's bright purple.
Bright purple, and then a nice soft white with purple undertones to it. We have students volunteering in there, so it's peers for the most part, and they're very welcoming when students come in. I haven't seen much that would indicate to me that students feel any sort of stigmatization in coming there. It's very well utilized. Students seem very happy. They're thankful that it's there. They're always like, they come in and they're like, wow, this is really great. This is so cool. Thank you for doing this. I'm not getting a sense that people are feeling stigmatized at all. We intend to do some programming in the space as well to even help more with that sense of a non-stigmatizing space.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I mean, part of our messaging that goes out to students with respect to the pantry is that anybody can become food insecure, right? Regardless of your background. You know, many of our students are working a job while going to school. It's a common misperception that students are not food insecure, given the fact that they are eligible or able to come to a four-year institution like UAlbany. When in reality, and this is a stat that actually Sally was able to discern from our financial aid folks, that just over 2,000 of our students come from backgrounds or families where their combined family income is less than $25,000. So we know we have a high need student population at the University of Albany. And again, it's not just the background, but also, you know, if a person's car breaks down right now, then the money that they were utilizing for their food budget is being redirected into transportation. Or if there's a situation that happens off campus and their house is burgled and they need a new laptop or their textbooks were taken and they need to replace those, then all of a sudden they're taking the money that they would typically be using for food and putting it in a different area. And so, we want to make sure that everyone knows that regardless of your situation, if you're hungry, you need to be fed. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Purple Pantry is there. We're there to help people. And it really is, as of this moment, it's helping people as we speak. So,
Now students can get SNAP, but as the way I understand it, there's a pretty strict work requirement with that, right? It's 20 hours a week?
Yeah, and I'm not exactly sure how all of that works, which is why we're going to have, from Hunger Solutions New York, we're going to have a nutritional outreach coordinator come and table in the pantry, probably monthly, to see if students can qualify. She'll know what the qualification requirements are. I know that there's some concern about if their family back home is receiving SNAP. We wouldn't want to interfere with that up here. So that's something that those folks from Hunger Solutions New York will be able to answer for us. We're also going to have people from the WIC program, Women, Infants, and Children program. We do have graduate students and faculty and staff who have children, small kids, so we may find that folks are eligible for that too. But of course, the idea is not to have any of those dollars left on the table at the end of the day. So hopefully we can capture some of the students, faculty, and staff who might be eligible for some of those supplementary programs.
So at this point, you only have the capacity to provide shelf-stable items.
Yes.
But you're working on getting refrigeration units?
Yes. We're hoping that either by the end of this academic year or the beginning of the next, we will have refrigeration and freezers, and we'll be able to do fruits, vegetables, fresh fruits and vegetables, meat, fish, and dairy.
Wow. And are you getting any feedback from students?
Very positive. Students are very happy that it's available to them. It seems to me like they enjoy the opportunity to come in there. It's a friendly atmosphere. I think we're really helping students to stretch their dollars. I mean, they can't really not pay for tuition. They can't not pay for rent. They have to buy textbooks. Food is the place where they feel like they have some control. So if money needs to go somewhere else, they're going to be skipping meals. And we know that that's not going to help with their academic performance. So, you know, we're happy to be able to offer them an opportunity to stretch their budget. You know, college is getting more and more expensive. Financial aid is not keeping up with the rising costs. So we need to make sure that our students have what they need to succeed.
Yeah, so I mean, in addition to being able to provide fresh fruits and vegetables, meat, fish, and dairy, we're hoping to get a little bit of a larger space at some point down the future, possibly expand to a larger variety of food. We do have toiletries now. We're looking at school supplies. We're also talking to the food pantries of the Capital District about what it would take to become a full member with them, possibly engaging the public, not just university-affiliated folks, but assisting the pantries that have assisted us U.S. Gildan Food Pantry as well as the St. Vincent's Food Pantry with their initiative of helping the communities. And so we're going down that avenue as well.
And where can students or faculty who are listening find the Purple Pantry?
So the Purple Pantry is located at the campus center on the main campus on the third floor. It's in room 329. That being said, if they have any questions or concerns about the pantry, they can always reach out to the Dean of Students office, mm-hmm. Which is also in the campus center on the first floor. And we can provide our contact information to you as well, Alexis, and that way you can get it out to your listeners.
All right. Well, Sally and Luke, I want to thank you so much for coming all the way to Troy to be here with us today. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.